Well, the Liturgy of the Word begins today with the story of the people of Judah. And we hear that they added infidelity to infidelity in their relationship with the true God. That they copied the shameful practices of the non-believers that surrounded them. And we heard that God felt sorry for them. And he wanted to save them. So he sends them his messengers. But they laugh at his messengers, and they despise God's words. And then we hear that God's wrath became fierce. Now, what is God's wrath? Well, it doesn't mean that God had a temper tantrum. But in biblical language, God's wrath means simply the consequences of our own sins. It means the natural consequences that happen when we choose death instead of choosing life, which is the God of all goodness. And for the people of Judah, God's wrath, so to speak, was manifested by the walls of Jerusalem being demolished and all its palaces being burnt to the ground, as we heard, and everything of value in Jerusalem being destroyed, and the people of Judah themselves being deported and enslaved. Well, that is a graphic parable of the consequences in our own lives of infidelity to God. And Lent, the season of self-examination, self-scrutiny, hopefully is making us more aware and making us recognize our sins and the damage they do and the alienation from God that they effect and the enslavement that they can cause. And so here in the middle of Lent, then, what do we find today? The priest is wearing this light festive color of rose. Why? Because even though we are aware that we ourselves have added infidelity to infidelity in our relationship with God, St. Paul tells us that God, on the other hand, is rich in faithful love. Even though we are dead in our sins, through the great love with which God loves us, he saves us by sheer grace. That is, even though we have done nothing to deserve it, and we've done nothing to accomplish our salvation, that by his sheer grace and the love with which he loves us, he saves us. How do we know this? Well, God has given us this sign. That's how we know it. The Son of Man lifted up. Now, this sign shows us two important things. One of the things that this sign shows us is the consequences of our sin. It is a graphic portrayal of how our sin destroys us and others. And another thing that this sign shows us is God's love, of course. That his Son comes not to judge us, but to save us. Now, St. Paul says today that we are God's work of art, created in Christ Jesus for the good works which God has already designated to make up our way of life. Well, you know, I may not feel like a work of art. People always laugh at that. But by God's grace, I know that I'm at least a work in progress. You know, painters and potters, when they're creating their objects of art, sometimes they make mistakes, of course, in that process. And they have to go back and repent, if you will, of those mistakes and start that piece of their work over again. Well, Jesus is the master painter of the work of art that I am. He is the potter and I am the clay. And his grace will show me where I need to repent of my sin so that I can become the work of art that he created me to be. Amen.